T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
8:30, good morning. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News plans for a new baseball stadium downtown are moving forward. The idea is to attract a minor league team with major league affiliation.
We're still on a trajectory to have the ballpark in place by 2020, so we will still play the 18 season, start the construction at the end of the 18 season, lose the 19 season totally, and have a new ballpark by 2020.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show on KNSS. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm and muggy start to the day, we will be sunny, hot, and breezy this afternoon. Our high possibly getting to 101. South winds will be between 15 and 30 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, our low 75, and then hot weather again on Wednesday with a high close to 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy and 80 degrees. We have a south wind gusting to 22 miles per hour. A woman with a handgun robbed a Valero gas station in West Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened early Monday at McCormick and Meridian.
Money was taken by the suspect. As the suspect was fleeing from the store, a 38-year-old male witness was also armed and fired two shots into the air into the parking lot of the business. The suspect got into the back of a white Chevy pickup.
Male suspect wearing a yellow mask, gloves, and blue jean shorts. American Legion Post 273 will remain open, pending an appeal to national headquarters.
There is new hope for American Legion Post 273 here in Wichita, the last African-American post in Kansas. When members received a letter from Topeka stating that they were not following housekeeping rules set by the American Legion and that they had just 19 days until their doors would close, they say they were shocked. 273 appealed the decision to American Legion's national headquarters in Indianapolis, who responded that the Legion would remain open and the appeal would be presented at August National Convention. With the recent scare of the post closing, however, members have stopped coming in and over 100 members have stopped paying their dues in the last 30 days. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
A judge has ruled that an alleged updated will from a Kansas multimillionaire was not valid, and the man's former caretaker will not receive most of his $21 million estate.
The Hutchinson News reports this week's ruling by Kansas Senior Judge William Lyle Jr. is a victory for the Fort Hays State University Foundation, the primary beneficiary of the estate of 98-year-old Earl O. Field of Hays. Field's former caretaker, Wanda O'Borney, said she found a letter typed on Field's stationery after his death. She had alleged that the letter said Field decided to give most of his estate to her rather than to the foundation. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Topeka police say a man was critically injured Sunday evening when he tried to jump across a gap separating the north and southbound lanes of the Kansas Avenue Bridge. Lieutenant Aaron Jones says several people saw the man jump. Those witnesses telling police it appeared as if the man didn't realize there was a gap between the barriers when he jumped.
It would look almost like there's something between them, but there's not. The guy was either trying to jump the gap, or what the witnesses believe is that he thought something was there and he just jumped between the two Jersey barriers and fell right down.
Victim, believed to be about 18 years old, fell nearly 25 feet and suffered life-threatening injuries.
A Kansas man who admitted he stole more than $275,000 in merchandise from a store where he worked has been sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison. Federal prosecutors say Craig Sullivan of Olathe was sentenced Monday for wire fraud. He also was ordered to pay full restitution to Gary Gribble's Running Sports. Sullivan admitted he stole the merchandise and sold it via Craigslist. KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
The Russian lawyer who came to Trump Tower last year to speak to Donald Trump Jr. is giving her side of the story.
I never knew who else would be attending the meeting. All I knew that Mr. Donald Trump Jr. was willing to meet with me.
As Natalia Veselnitskaya, speaking to NBC News, denying she brought up Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump Jr. has already said he took the meeting on the pretense that she would be bringing Clinton dirt. And now the New York Times reports he was alerted the Kremlin might be behind such information. On Capitol Hill, Republicans are trying to salvage a health care bill. Leadership says a revised draft will be introduced this week, but it will have to capture at least 8 of the 10 senators who have already said they'd vote no. It's the worst military plane crash in years.
They found a parachute on the other side of 82, but they didn't find no body.
16 service members are dead in Mississippi after a Marine cargo plane inexplicably spiraled out of control and crashed on the ground. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
8:35 now, Stephen Tend in the morning, KNSS. Entertainment news now, we call it The Blur with Ted Woodward, and Ted tells us that Jay-Z is going on tour.
That's right, we also have some more music news as well, an Oscar winner with a new project, Candy Crush, and even neckties.
I apologize. Jay-Z is hitting the road to support his new album titled 444. The 444 tour kicks off in Anaheim, California in October and circles the country before finishing in Los Angeles in December. 31 dates in all. Title members and city card holders can buy tickets now. They open to the general public on Friday.
I got you, I promise.
The guy who directed this year's Oscar-winning Best Picture has his next project. Moonlight's Barry Jenkins will helm the adaptation of the James Baldwin novel If Beale Street Could Talk. Variety first reported the news. No stars yet or release date. But we do have a release date for the return of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Season 9 of Larry David's HBO comedy will debut Sunday, October 1st.
Let's crush!
Candy Crush, the TV game show, debuted Sunday night on CBS to okay ratings. Just over 4 million people checked out the app-based series, but it lost a big chunk of its Big Brother lead-in. Big Brother rose in the ratings after the previous week to top the night in the coveted Adults Under 50 demo. A couple of artists stuck on repeat on the music charts. DJ Khaled has the number one album in the land for a second week in a row. His disc Grateful tops the Billboard 200 album chart, the first repeat winner in a couple of months since Kendrick Lamar's Damn. Calvin Harris's Funkwave Bounces Volume 1 debuts in second on the song chart. It's a ninth week on top for Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee's Despacito featuring Justin Bieber. It's the top-selling download and the most played song on the radio right now. A bunch of veteran artists going on tour. Not together, though, that would be interesting. Tori Amos is hitting the road this fall in support of her new album, Native Invader. Marilyn Manson tours North America starting in September, and Ozzy Osbourne and Rob Zombie will headline the second Ozfest meets Knotfest in November. 25 years ago today, neckties designed by Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia went on sale at Bloomingdale's. By the end of the year, $10 million worth were sold. I'm Jason Nathanson.
I have 2 Jerry Garcia ties.
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're really pretty.
Do you ever wear them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wore one the other day.
Wow. Well, you'll have to point that out to me.
Okay. Next time I have one. You bet.
All right. Reality star Blac Chyna and her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, spoke exclusively with ABC's Lindsay Davis on Good Morning America about the recent very public drama with her ex, Rob Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
He recently attacked her online, posting explicit photos of her. She explained why now she's getting a restraining order against him.
Well, I've talked to Rob, you know, about everything. I've talked to him. The moral of the story is, like, he doesn't respect me. So if you can't respect me, you have to respect the law.
Have any of the Kardashians reached out to you since these posts?
No, ma'am.
Yo, drama.
Ugh. Yeah.
Let's check in with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Kit Harington joined Jimmy ahead of the premiere of Game of Thrones. He shares a story about attending the Glastonbury Music Festival with other cast members and seeing Chic featuring Nile Rodgers. Jimmy tries to get him to reveal details about that.
Me, Alfie Allen, plays Theon Greyjoy.
Theon Greyjoy.
Richard Madden plays Robb Stark. Emilia Clarke, Daenerys Targaryen. And we're all singing, "We Are Family." I just looked over and there's one guy just going, the hell is going on?
Yeah, and that's interesting because are you family? Is Jon Snow a Targaryen? I mean, are we to read anything into that particular anecdote?
Really pulled that one out of nowhere. You got me on the...
Yo, Jimmy Kimmel chatting Game of Thrones last night. On The Bachelorette on ABC, Rachel acknowledges that she likes Peter... She's worried if those are mutual feelings.
As I sit here with Peter tonight, his honesty scares me. He's somebody that I can see a future with. So what if he's the one standing at the end and then he doesn't want to get down on one knee? Like, that's scary. And I don't know what to do.
That's a quandary.
Yeah, there you go.
Very scary, and I wouldn't know what to do at all.
Kermit the Frog is getting a new voice. Steve Whitmire leaving his role as the voice behind the iconic Muppet. He's voiced the character since Muppets creator Jim Henson passed away in 1990.
Yeah.
Longtime Muppets performer Matt Vogel will now be taking over the role. In addition to Kermit, Whitmire had voiced Grumpy Critic, Statler and Waldorf, Rizzo the Rat, and other characters for the Muppets. Steve Whitmire. He's had that gig, for 27 years?
Yeah.
And now he's leaving as the voice of Kermit the Frog.
We should do character voices.
Well, here, you can do this one then. How about 75 years ago today, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon, Bugs Bunny Gets the Boyd.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
It was the debut of Beaky Buzzard.
Buzzard. I remember Beaky. Had a funny long neck with big Adam's apple.
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously had a very different metabolism than the wisecracking Bugs Bunny.
Well, was he a little bit slower?
Yeah, Beaky Buzzard was a little bit of a slower guy, but he would always seem to frustrate Bugs a little bit with his tempo. There you go. Beaky Buzzard celebrating his 75th birthday today. Movie anniversary 20 years ago today, the movie Contact came out. I went and saw this in the theater, and I don't remember much about it. It's based on the Carl Sagan book, Jodie Foster, Matthew McConaughey.
I saw it, too, and I just, okay, fine. I thought it was very boring.
I don't remember much about it.
It's about Contact from Outer Space or something. Yeah.
Came out 20 years ago today. Mm. How about 60 years ago today, the release of An Affair to Remember, Cary Grant and Deborah Carr.
It's about, the third remake of that?
Yeah. Film considered one of the most romantic movies of all time, according to the American Film Institute.
Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle, the women...
is partly based on that, especially the ending.
Yeah, and the women are talking about it, and the men start in with the Dirty Dozen and how... they talk about the Dirty Dozen. Remember that, Sleepless in Seattle? It was funny. Okay. Affair to Remember, and they're supposed to meet at the top of the Empire State Building.
Yes, but tragedy intervenes. It's quite a weeper.
Get out to Kleenex.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And, of course, got that great theme song to the movie, Affair to Remember.
Yeah.
Sung by Vic Damone.
Good pipes.
Best pipes in the business.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Affair to Remember is 60th anniversary today. And today we also mark the passing of George Gershwin. He died 80 years ago on this day of a brain tumor. Some of his works are still timeless.
Oh, yeah.
They're still fresh as the day he wrote them 80 or 90 years ago. And
my favorites. What are they?
Let me talk about Rhapsody in Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Embraceable You. I mean, we can go on and on.
Yeah, Embraceable You, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of great, great songs. Of course, he did Porgy and Bess and American in Paris and is a classic composer. He was only 38 years old when he died.
What was he dying of?
He had a brain tumor.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that got him. He leaves behind an unbelievable body of work that is still performed to this day. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
It's just timeless, beautiful music. Mm-hmm. It's like Steve and Ted. It's timeless.
Yeah.
Pizza John's in Derby!
If you want a tasty pizza, you just drive on down to K-15 to 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby. Hey, coming to Wichita this Friday night, the Neil Diamond 50-year anniversary tour. And Steve and Ted want you to be our guests for this great evening. Now, tickets are available. They're on sale at Select a Seat, selectaseat.com. Right now, though, I've got a pair of tickets to give away. How about two pairs of tickets?
Do it.
To callers number 4 and 5. And that goes along with a $20 gift card from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Oh, boy.
Hey, now. You want to go see Neil Diamond, get some Freddy's? Call me now at 869-1330. I'm taking callers 4 and 5.
843 Steve and Ted. New construction at McConnell Air Force Base. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal is on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Poor man's lady, hitching on a
twilight train. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.